The mall is busy for a weekday. Throngs of people meander around us as we make our way through the crowded upper floor. I generally hate crowds, and I usually hate shopping, especially in packed shopping centers. The only thing that makes this experience bearable is that I'm hanging out with you. My fuse for clothes shopping is typically quite short, but today, I'm finding a stamina for this activity that I didn't know I had. We have an important job at hand, buying you the perfect dress for one of your closest friend's wedding. You know that walking around the mall isn't really my thing, but watching you try on clothes, well, that's a whole different story. Thankfully, this quiet boutique we escape into is nearly empty, save for the lone cashier. I'm starting to feel a bit of, let's not call it boredom, but deja vu as we get set up for this next bout of fashion parading. Thankfully, it's calming, even tranquil in this high-end dress shop. I glance around at the rows of cocktail dresses and gowns as we walk through the display racks. I'm only starting to wonder now if this will actually end with you finding a dress that you like. Honestly, I've loved them all. To watch you get in and out of dresses and see your body transform with every iteration has truly been a sight to behold. I get to admire your shapes and lines with such focus that, well, you ask me what I think about a low-cut, strapless black gown. As soon as I see you hold it up to your body and fling yourself around to look at me with a stunningly sexy stare, oh, again. Part of the joy for me is that every time you slip on a new garment over your body, I imagine slowly slipping it off you again. Of course, I take a moment to admire you in the dress and contemplate how striking you are going to look at the wedding, but I think the dress is very flattering, so I nod in approval. Then, I point out another dress that has taken my eye. A slim, dark number. I'm growing quite confident now, after several hours of this, that I know what you like and I know what fit works for you. You grin and pick up the dress off the rack. You know that I know what works for your lovely body. You ask with a twinkle in your eye if there's anything else you'd like me to try on. I recognize that darkly mischievous look. I tell you that it's time to take things to a new level, that I'll take care of the next round of dresses to try on, now that you have explicitly asked for my direction. I tell you to meet me by the fitting rooms. Then I make my way further down the dress-filled racks. I pick no less than 5 items for you to try on. Each and every dress is more stunning and revealing than the last. Oh man, this is going to be fun. The fitting room area is deserted when I arrive with items in hand. You stand near the back stall, looking down with interest at the dresses I'm holding. I tell you I've picked out a few things I'd like to see you in. You glance suspiciously over your shoulder to check that we're still the only customers in the store. I tell you not to worry about anyone or anything else. Then, I lower myself down into a plush armchair facing the fitting rooms and nod for you to get started. When you step inside the small room, you leave the thick curtain open just enough for me to see a sliver of your jaw-dropping body through the thin crack. I lean forward in anticipation of seeing you slip into that first dress. I glance over my shoulder at the staff member, then back through the changing room curtain. My entire body is buzzing. I hate how powerless I am to appease the warm rush of pleasure drowning me from the inside. I shove my hands into the pockets of my pants and force myself to remain still. You hold the dress up and give me a nice view as you raise your arms to pull it over your head. I stifle a low groan in the back of my throat. God, I want you so badly. The dress you're currently sliding on is dark red and noticeably short, just long enough to be appropriate for a wedding, but revealing enough to make you wonder what's underneath. I squirm in my seat as I imagine what it's going to be like to dance with you in that dress, the material pressed up against me. Being able to run my hands along your lower back while we move together. Finally, you emerge. You walk confidently out of the changing room and sashay towards me, swinging your hips back and forth until you're just inches away from my chair. I marvel at the sight of you. I motion for you to spin around for me. Very good, I praise you. Let's see the next one. You bite down on your bottom lip as you back away from me and disappear into the changing room once more. Fuck, I love you. I can tell that you're enjoying this little game. Can I last any longer? No, I don't think I can. I can't resist. I can't fight this anymore. I stand up, make my way to the changing room, and pull the curtain back. You greet me with a naughty smile, feigning shock as I join you in the small booth. Your skin is riddled with goosebumps, and I hear your breath catch in your throat.
What are you doing here?
You already know the answer.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.